Max sighed softly and leaned her head back against her seat. Closing her eyes, she let her best friend and former college roommate's rambling words go in one ear and out the other. She loved Gia to death, but sometimes the woman talked too damn much. Not sometimes, most of the time. And now, after spending the last week with her at home in Arizona, she was ready for some peace and quiet, which wouldn't happen anytime soon. No, because she was stuck on a plane with the woman sitting right next to her. She loved Gia to death. I love Gia to death. But right now, she wanted to kiss her with a club. Unfortunately, since they were on a plane flying to Boston, she didn't have a club handy. And truth be told, the TSA frowned on carrying weapons in the cabin of an airplane, even if it was in first class, which is where their asses were currently planted. Maybe she should order another drink. They were free, after all, and it would soothe her frayed nerves. She was never a huge fan of flying and was glad to have a companion with her, but still, she was sorely tempted to get a third martini. The only reason Gia was accompanying her back to Boston was because one of her brothers recently had twins. For some reason, Gia had volunteered to come help out Gray's newly expanded family for a little while, which surprised the crap out of Mac. Apparently, the mother of said twins was a little overwhelmed. Twins would do that to you, she guessed. She didn't even want kids in the first place, Gia was saying. Mac lifted one eyelid. Who? Paige. She was in no rush to pop out any kids, and when she got knocked up, she freaked when she found out she was having twins. Does it run in the family? Whose? Mac opened her other eye and shrugged one shoulder as she looked at Gia. Hers. Yours?
Not in ours. I'm not sure about hers, but I'm also not sure about Connor's.
Mac shook her head. Connor? Yes, I told you. Both of my brothers are in polyamory relationships. Oh, yes, that's right. How odd was that? Both of Gia's brothers, Gray and Griff, were married to another couple, or however that worked. Was that even legal? She didn't care. It wasn't her business. Remember, Gray's with Paige and Connor. Gia leaned into Mac and whispered,
Connor is a hot hunk of an Australian white meat.
Phew. She lifted a well-manicured finger. And he still has his accent. Every time I hear it, I want to break out my vibrator since Gray won't share him with me.